Can I have the first slide up, please? We're thinking today about Jesus, our Saviour, because that's what his name means, Saviour. But there is a question mark, and the question mark's there because does it apply to you now? Next slide, please. Well, this vehicle carries some people that might be doing a job for you. So can anybody tell me what that job might be? What's that job? Yes? Okay, I'll just come over to you.
Saving people.
Excellent answer. Saving people. Right, as it's Christmas, there's going to be a prize for a right answer here. You don't suffer with nuts or nut allergies, do you? And I must say at this stage, health and safety, if you suffer with nuts or nut allergy, then you must say, and I'll sort out an alternative present for you later on. Next slide, please. Oh, it's already up. Okay, what do the people in this slide do then? Mm-hmm. Do you know? No, no one knows what they do.
Are the police going around on horses, like checking the roads?
Right. Okay. Give you a prize as well. Okay. So the police are going round on their horses to look after people on the roads and to save people from danger and accidents and so on. Or maybe the horses are saving the riders, who knows. Next slide. Okay, and can somebody tell me, wow, got an answer straight away. Obviously the prize motivation kicks in now. So what do these people do?
They're putting out the fire.
They're picking out the fire, yeah. Putting out a fire. Okay, thank you very much. Well done. Do you like one of those, or is there something else in here?
Quick.
One of those? Okay. So, all of these people do a particular job, and we could say they're all saviours in their own ways. And that's what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about Jesus, our Saviour. So let us pray. Lord God, please open our eyes to the Bible and our minds today and help us to make a positive response through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Well, we've said that Jesus can save us from our sin, but what is sin? Well, is it whatever I say it is? Or is it whatever you say it is? Or is it when someone does something you don't like? Is that sin? Or if someone tells you off for doing a bad thing, is that sinning against you? So, sin then can be any of these things, can it? Or is there a better definition than that? Well, let's have the next slide. Well, there's a list. And sin is doing what we know is wrong. So there has to be some element of will. Doing something we know is wrong and saying, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Well, is there a list of things that we are supposed to do in this church? Don't even know what that list is. There's a list in this church. And you may not know where it is, but I'm seeing who's got good observational skills here. Anybody know? Trevor's already broken the list, you say? Trevor's washing up list. Right, okay. Lots of opportunity for sin there, obviously. Anywhere else? No, okay. Well, I'll have to reveal the truth. At the back of the church, up there, it's got Exodus, XX. It's quite a lot of X's there. And that's a special list which is what God expects us to do, to be good people. It's given a particular name, isn't it, usually, in everyday life. And what's it called in everyday life? What do we call it? The Ten Commandments. That's right. So this is a list of what we should be doing. And if we don't do that, that's sin. Well, if we go through the list then, it includes things like not loving a person the way you love yourself, not showing respect for your father or your mother. And that includes things like, I'm sure there's nobody here that would do this, being told to get up for school in the morning and saying, oh, no, I don't want to go to school. Or being told to finish up your breakfast because you've got to get off in time and saying, oh, I don't want to go. I just want to carry on playing with my food. Or being told to tidy your room. That's a tricky one, isn't it? Stealing. Accusing someone of something they didn't do. We call that bearing false witness. Wanting to have what belongs to someone else. We call that coveting in the Bible, including someone else's Christmas presents. Oh, I wish I had that. Why can't I have that? Or coveting someone's wife or husband or house or car or possessions, and the list goes on. I'd like to tell you a story now about something that happened some time ago. In a supermarket, there was a little old lady that was going around with her basket, and she'd got her fish fingers and her frozen peas in there, and she was making her way towards the checkout, and she'd got one of these big sort of puffer jackets on. And as she got nearer to the checkout, she collapsed. Big drama. As usual, the crowd gathers around, and everyone looks and does nothing. And then in the store, there was an off-duty nurse, and she saw this hubbub going on. She came up and said, what's all this about? And he said, oh, this old lady's collapsed, you know. So she said, all right, well, let me go through. I'm an off-duty nurse. I'll see what I can do. So she checked all her vital signs, you know, the usual things, pulse rate, breathing rate. But she did notice something really weird. The woman, unconsciously, and she was shaking, and she was very cold. But she was all wrapped up, absolutely done up to the nines. And she thought, I can't believe this. This doesn't obey any of the normal physical laws. Anyway, they rang for the ambulance. The ambulance duty arrived. And as they were propping up the little old lady to put her into one of those chair stretcher things to get her out to the ambulance, out pops an enormous frozen turkey. Whoosh! Skids across the floor and lands at the feet, oh dear, of the store manager. Right, so here's the question then. What do you think the store manager did next? Okay, I'm going to ask for some volunteers here. What do you think, Sue?
Told her off.
Told her off, okay. And let's see, what do you think?
Well, they're under an obligation to prosecute people who are seen caught shoplifting.
Under obligation to prosecute people who are caught shoplifting. Right, carry on. Good.
I think he bought the turkey for her.
Bought the turkey for her. All right, any other offers? Oh, excellent. Good. What else?
Bought the policeman.
Bought the policeman, yes. In come the horses and the cavalry, yes. Well, I'm not going to tell you the end of the story. I'm going to leave it dangling. Well, I'll tell you at the end. But you must remind me, because I may forget. Well, what about sins against God? And this includes not loving God, idol worship, using God's name in vain, not observing the Sabbath. Next slide, please. What does this sign, well, in fact, there's two signs there. Well, what does the light tell us to do? Anybody? Hands up, right. Prizes akimbo.
It tells tells you to stop and go.
Tells you to stop and go. So what does the red one tell you to do then?
Stop.
Stop. Well done. Right, next slide, please. What about this one? What does that tell you to do? Or not do, in this case? Anybody got any ideas? Yes, excellent. Yep.
No entry.
No entry, fantastic. And the next one. Now, there's something a bit more tricky with this one. So this is a definite observational skill. Get my torch out. So the sign says stop, and there's a cyclist there. So, what's the cyclist doing then? Anybody got any ideas? Yeah, I know you know about this. No reflective jacket either. Anybody got any ideas? Sign says stop. The cyclist says go. Quite. Right, next one, please. However, this time, sign says stop, and the cyclist stops. So that's the right thing to do. Next one, please. Now, recently, I caught this huge fish in Barnes Pond. And these two guys held the front end, and I held the back end in Hammersmith. Well, most blokes exaggerate. Okay, get over it. But exaggeration can quite easily slip into the lying zone, can't it? Much bigger than it was, or it was much better than I said, or whatever it might be. And we talked about white lies. The white lies can lead to bigger lies and so on. Bad habits of thought can also lead to bad habits of action as well. You know, the other day, well, I saw her talking to your friend, and she said you'd taken her mobile phone. So what sort of thing am I talking about now? What kind of sin is that? Anybody got any ideas? Gossip, yes, gossip and false witness, your prize later. So, there's always some smarty pants at the front, isn't there? Well, what about cheating in sport? So, next slide. Okay, now this is a real pub quiz nerdy question. And so some people might know what's going on here, but I'll just point out a few bits. There's a footballer there, and there's a goalkeeper there. So what happened here? Anybody got any ideas? Yeah, okay, right. Let's just deal with the... Great, well done.
Hand of God, 1984.
Hand of God, 1984. Okay, so let's just go through the name check then. Maradona is the guy with his hand up here. This is Peter Shilton, who was over 6 foot tall. Maradona is 5 foot five, would you believe? Something definitely going on here. And the incident was that the ball came up, and Maradona actually handballed the ball into the goal. And the referee allowed the goal, said, yeah, that's all right. And it was probably because, at least this is what he said. He said he didn't see it going on because he was feeding his guide dog at the time. Well, this is a double whammy, because not only was he cheating and lying, but he was also saying that God actually guided his hand. So people take God's name in vain, and that's one of the commandments, quite routinely. And this is a much more serious point now. All over the world now, Christians like you and Christians like me are being murdered because we're Christians. All over the world right now, Christians are being slaughtered, murdered, for that very self-same reason. And that's a very sad thing. And people are doing it in the name of God. They say, God told us to murder these Christians, so that's okay. Next slide, please. Well, what about bullying? Is bullying all right? Is that okay? Well, this caption says, even if you can't see their face, there's a person at the end of this text message. So we know, and you may have experienced this, there are people that actually practice bullying. And that's breaking another commandment, just not loving your neighbor as yourself. You wouldn't like it, so why would you do it to somebody else? What about the consequences of sin? All this bad stuff that people do. Does it really matter? Well, this kind of thing leads to a broken relationship, a damaged relationship with a person and also with God. It alters a person's future. So sometimes people can be so upset by things like the cyberbullying that they commit suicide. And there are incidents of that this last year. Next slide, please. What happens when sin just continues? We just go on doing bad stuff. Does it really matter? Jump the lights or have a bad relationship with someone, break another relationship. Well, who cares? Well, after a while, life gets very tangled up like this rope here. It's all in a mess, and one thing leads to another. And remember that famous phrase, if you practice once to deceive, so it goes on. Woe to you. What about what Jesus says? What did he say, our Savior, that we should do about this? Next slide, please. Well, this is a very famous equation. And I'm a teacher, but I'm also a physicist. I'm a chartered physicist. And this is one of the most famous equations of all time. This equation on its own changed the whole course of human history. Wow! That's a big statement, but it's a big effect. It did. But does anybody know, I'm looking for the GCSE physics geeks here, what the equation means? I'll get my prize bag ready. So, I'm not really looking to my right-hand side. I'm not looking at my right-hand side at all. Oh, right, okay, right, go on then.
energy equals mass times the speed of light squared.
Yes, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. And for a bonus prize, what's the speed of light?
300 million meters per second.
Yes. 300 meters per second, or if you like it in SI configuration, 3 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. Very good. Right. Next slide, please. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could actually sum up that great list of commandments there, instead of having to memorize all this these and thou stuff and thou shalt not and everything else, if we could just sum it all up in one particular equation? Well, Jesus was once asked a tricky question by lawyers and other people who wanted to catch him out. So they said, what's the best commandment then? What's top of the list? And he said, well, you can sum it up like this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, your whole being, and love your neighbor as yourself. Done. That's the equation. Next slide, please. But there is a formula that sums this all up. It's a formula for forgiveness. Confess your sin, say you're sorry, turn your back on sin, and turn to Christ. And this is what we're all about today. Jesus, our Savior. So is there a way then we can sort out this mess that often sin makes in our lives? Next slide, please. We're going to pray this prayer in a short while. But Christmas is this time now when we meet together to share food and fun and family love. But it can also be a tense time, a sad time for some people. And some families are torn apart by arguments and feuds that have lasted for decades in some cases. If only someone would say sorry for that thing they said or did. If only that person could be forgiven and welcomed back into the family at Christmas time. If only. Christmas gives us the golden opportunity to forgive people for the ways that they may have hurt us. And now is the time to have that crucial conversation that will transform your life and the person you talk to. The amazing thing about forgiveness is it's actually a double whammy. And that's what I like as a physicist. I like two for the price of one. It releases them and it releases you from the consequences of sin. So Jesus then can be our Savior if we activate that forgiveness formula. Need to confess, say we're sorry, turn our back on sin and turn to Christ. I think I've done everything now, haven't I? Is there anything I've forgotten? Anything I've forgotten? Oh, the story! Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, so here we are. We've got the frozen chicken at the feet of the store manager. So what happened next? Well, the store manager said, I'd like to know a bit more about this. And so he asked the little old lady if she could come to his office with the female store detective. And he said to her, what's this all about? Why did you try and steal that frozen turkey? And she said, well, I've got a fatal illness. And there's two parts of my family that have been at war for a long time. And I've begged them this year if they would come back together and just have one last family Christmas with me. And you know, they agreed. As soon as they knew I was going to die, they were going to get all that money from my house, they agreed. So she said, I hadn't got the money to pay for a frozen turkey. So I just thought I'd kind of take one. We've got so many. And he said, right, I'll do a deal with you. If your family, this broken family, comes round to you on Christmas Day, I'll come round and I'll make sure they're there first. And then I'll surprise you. And that's what he did. On Christmas Day, he came round to the house. He said, right, who are the two parts of the family? And she pointed to them. He said, right, I'm going to go to my car now. He got out this really massive turkey, twice the size of the one she was trying to steal, all the vegetables, all the after-dinner mince, the massive Christmas pudding, and said, right, happy Christmas. Then he went away. So that's real forgiveness and reconciliation in action, isn't it? So if we can see this prayer on the screen, let's pray that together. Lord God, at this Christmas time, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, help us to be patient, loving, and forgiving with our families, friends, and all those we meet. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.